One of the arguments against gay marriage is that children suffer. But yesterday, the American Academy of Pediatrics said that, in fact, children can thrive in homes with gay parents. But what happens if those parents divorce? Issues of custody, finances are fraught in many divorces, gay or straight. But gay couples have special legal considerations when they divorce. And when one dies, well, in heterosexual marriage, if a partner dies without a will, the law recognizes that assets go to the surviving spouse. Not so in a gay marriage if the state doesn't recognize it. Susan Summer is a senior counsel and director of constitutional litigation for Lambda Legal. That's the organization that works for civil rights in the LGBT community. She joins us. And Susan, right now, same-sex marriage is legal in 9 states in the District of Columbia. 6 states offer civil unions. Other states bar both. And under the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA, only opposite-sex marriage is legal. So what is the biggest problem with same-sex divorce?
Well, there is no residency requirement to go somewhere and get married. There is, with only a few exceptions that we're only now beginning to see in some jurisdictions' laws, a residency requirement to get divorced. So you may go off in a blush of happiness and love, get married in a state where same-sex couples can marry, return to your state, a place that does not recognize the marriages of same-sex couples, and if time passes and unfortunately you're one of the statistics of marriages that don't last, you may find yourself unable to get a divorce in your home state.
Well, and you describe a train trip. You might have a same-sex couple getting married in Washington, D.C. They take the train to Boston. Along the way, pass through several different states, and how are they recognized in those states?
In Washington, D.C., they are legally married to one another, and their relationship is recognized. In Maryland, there too, their relationship is recognized as a marriage. But when they get to Delaware, they're downgraded to civil union. Then they may pass up into Pennsylvania on this train ride, and Pennsylvania does not respect out-of-state marriages of same-sex couples, nor does it treat them as anything like a civil union. So in Pennsylvania, you may be regarded as a legal stranger to each other. Then you enter New Jersey, which also has civil union, and you're back to being a civil union couple. Finally, you enter New York State, and you can breathe a sigh of relief because you're married again. Passed into Connecticut, there too, thank goodness, you're married. But then you get to Rhode Island, which only has civil union, until you get to Massachusetts, where you can really breathe a sigh of relief.
Well, one of the things that can happen as a result of this sort of hopscotch, you may have something called walking bigamy. What is that?
People who are married or perhaps have a civil union or a state-conferred domestic partnership, but now live in a jurisdiction that doesn't recognize that relationship, they may be able to go somewhere else and say, or even in their home state, say, enter into a marriage thinking that their first marriage, because it's not recognized in the state, doesn't count. But I will say that we get lots of calls from people who have gotten married or civil union from around the country who do take this very seriously and want to know how to handle the situation where their relationship ends. They find themselves trapped under the law of their own jurisdiction. I mean, this really does give the expression wedlock a whole new meaning.
You've said that divorce might be an important spearhead or wedge to force the door open for marriage. How so?
It's been the case in just a couple of jurisdictions, in New York and Maryland, before those states passed their laws allowing same-sex couples to marry. They still had general law saying in those states we'll respect marriages entered elsewhere, even if they couldn't be entered into here under our state's law, unless we expressly prohibit it by statute. And because those states, unlike many others, never did have any express statute or constitutional amendment saying marriages of same-sex couples won't be respected, in those states it actually was divorce cases that were among the first cases where we had courts actually holding that under our state's law, marriages entered out of state of same-sex couples are subject to recognition.
Well, sure, if a state acknowledges the divorce of a couple, it implicitly means they're acknowledging the marriage.
Certainly, to some extent. I mean, the country is really a patchwork on these kinds of questions. Wyoming, for example, the high court had a case of a same-sex couple who had married in Canada, and then the relationship ended and sought a divorce, and the high court in Wyoming said, yes, our courts do have jurisdiction to give this divorce. We're not going to decide in this case to what extent the marriage gets recognized for any other purposes, but we can end it. We know that.
Well, so given all of these different things, what do you recommend to gay couples when they embark on a divorce?
First of all, I just want to make really clear, it's gay couples are no more subject to getting divorced than other couples.
In fact, right now they're behind heterosexual couples in divorce.
They can really be locked in their marriages in ways that heterosexuals aren't. But I do think that before people go off to get married, just like is the case really for anybody, you need to think through, is this right for me? Is this the right person for me? And same-sex couples, unfortunately, have to also think about if down the road it turns out they're not, can we end our relationship? So they need to think about, you know, where do we live? The other thing that they should be aware of is that some jurisdictions that allow same-sex couples to marry are now writing into their marriage and divorce laws safety valve provisions that say if you can't get divorced back in the jurisdiction or the state that you end up living in, you may return here to the place where you got married. You agree to the jurisdiction of our divorce courts. And especially these laws tend to say if you don't have complicated disputes over property or over custody of your children, you can come back here and we'll let you get divorced here. So that's another thing to keep in mind, actually. If you're leaving your home state to go get married somewhere else, you might want to understand which jurisdictions have that safety valve. It may not be the most romantic consideration when you're heading off to get married, but you may want to keep it in mind.
Susan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Again, Susan Sommer of Lambda Legal. By the way, in a heterosexual marriage herself, she said she does this work because she thinks it's a human rights issue. And again, next week, the Supreme Court takes up the case of a widow who has to pay taxes on her late partner's estate, something opposite-sex partners don't have to do, and they take up California's Prop 8 ban on gay marriages. You're listening to Here and Now.